些什么进到2020年的。
How do you prepare to enter 2020?
最好呢有些不要带进去啊。
Maybe a lot of things.
不要带进去，有些事情呢是不要带进去的。
Many things we want to leave behind also.
那些不好的事情不要带进去。
All the bad things we want to leave.
那些过错啦、失败的经验啦、不要带进去了。
All the mistakes, all the failures, we don't keep it at
那我们要带什么进去了
？What should we bring along?
带神的恩进去。
We want to bring along God's grace.
这里说，在他有又有神的恩在他身上。
And the verse says, the grace of God was on him.
在身上是什么意思呢
？What does that mean?
在身上的意思说，这个人，你看到这个人的时候呢，你就知道有神的恩在他身上。
I mean, when you see that person, you see the grace of God.
你看见那个教会，你看，你就知道哦，有神的恩在他身上。
When you see the church, you see the grace of God.
好像刚才我们的主席讲，神的恩在我们的教会上面身上。
Young say that the grace of God is on us.
那就是我们的年轻人都很爱神。
I mean, our young people love God.
他们都很愿意侍奉神
They are willing to serve.
很乐意侍奉神
yeah,
哎呀这是神的恩的
These are the grace of God.
是看得见的
Something that we can see.
是感觉得到的
Something you can feel.
那我们个人也是
Individually is the true too.
其实呢很多时候呢我们在一个人的外面啊身上可以看到很多很多东西的
From a person's exterior you can see many things.
你看见一个人走过一个地方
When somebody passed by,
你看他的身上穿戴些什么
you see here how he dressed,
穿些什么衣服
the kind of dress that he wears,
怎么穿衣服
how he wears them,
你都可以穿在他身上了看到一些东西的
From his appearance, you can tell many things.
比方你看到、哦、这个人很富有
I can see that this man is rich,
所以他穿得很漂亮
He was dressed richly.
满身都是名牌
Everything is name brand
那你从他的身上不但看见富有
Now need to use the richness
你也可能在他身上看见他内心的空洞
Also maybe you
很多时候我不敢说你戴名牌就是空洞啊
I mean that when you wear name brand that you are empty life
不过呢最少你告诉人我需要名牌来把我放得高一点
But apparently he needs the name brand to raise himself
是吧哇穿了名牌那个感觉都不同的
Now he feel better with the name brand
是不是所以有些人是这样的
Some people are like that
所以你看这个人的身上你会看到好多不同的你看到智慧
Just from his appearance you can tell many things Maybe wisdom
你看到他很整齐
You may see orderliness
你也看到他好随便
You may see something as chaotic
是不是都看到
You can tell.
那你希望在人在我们身上看到什么呢
What do we wish other people see in us?
我希望人能够在我们身上看到这个人有神的恩在他身上
I pray that people can see the grace of God on us
这是最好的
That is the best thing that we can do
所以呢我们今天呢就思想这个题目
So let's meditate on this topic
那神的恩在他身上了，这个很重要的观念。
The grace of God on us is such an important concept.
就是这个恩典呢，是给所有的人的。
Because the grace of God is for everyone.
什么是神的恩呢？就是能够从生命里面散发出来的，看见的时候有感动的啊，有鼓舞的，这是上帝的恩典。
Grace of God emanates from our life. When people see it, they can feel it and they are inspired.
好，这是我们希望人在我们身上看到的。
This is something we hope people can see.
那我们再看下一章。
Let's go.
那另外呢，神的恩呢，有三个特征。
There are three features of God, of grace of God.
这是神的恩的重要的地方。
These are the important aspects of the grace of God.
有神的恩的人呢，就有这三种素质。
With grace of God, you're going to manifest these three characters.
我们先来看这三个地方。
Let's go through each one of them.
等一下呢，我们好好的思想。
And we can think about them.
第一个呢是有神的恩的人呢，他 他的能够神的恩呢能够改变生命的。
With the grace of God, the life is transformed.
所以当你看见这个生命的改变的时候，你知道有神的恩典在他的身上。
When you see a transformed life, you know the grace of God is there.
当然就是要变得好啦。
Transform into something better.
好，第二呢。
Secondly,
能够去爱。
People who are able to love.
自己不足的时候。
Even when you are lacking,
仍然能够祝福别人,
when you are able to bless others,
这个人呢, 就有神的恩在他身上,
this person has the grace of God on him.
神能够在捆锁中大声赞美神, 领人归主呢, 这个人就有神的恩在他身上。
When you are in bondage, you are able to praise God and lead other people to the Lord.
这个是讲保罗西拉, 等一下呢, 我们会 多看一段的圣经，关于保罗、希拉。
Paul and Silas manifest that characteristic.
好，我们再看下一章。第一个地方呢，我们就看神的恩。这里说是保罗讲的，我今日成了何等人，是因为神的恩才成的。Paul
said, "It was the grace of God that I become what I am."
哥林多前书15章10节
First Corinthians 15.
这好明显了。
This is very clear.
保罗说：“我成为何等人？”
Paul said, "What kind of person I become?"
是因为神的恩才成的。
It's because of grace of God.
有神的恩在他的身上。
Because of grace of God in him.
他的生命就有改变。
His life was transformed.
但是呢，我前面呢讲了，能够改变生命，人人有份。
Everybody's life can be transformed.
那这个就非常重要了。This
is so important.
世界上那些好东西啊，不一定是人人有份的。Not
every good thing belong to everybody.
别人有份不等于你自己有份的。When
somebody has something doesn't mean you will have it.
但是神的恩愿意临到所有的人。Yet
the grace of God is for everyone.
没有分别。There
is no distinctions.
这个是好重要的。
This is very important.
假如有好多好东西跟我没份的话，就没意思了。
What use is a good thing that have no that you can have no part of?
人人有份。
This belongs to everyone.
给所有的人。
It's for everyone.
天使说：“我报给你们大喜的信息，是关乎万民的。”
Because the angels say, "I have a great tidings for you. That's for all people."
不过很明显啊。
But one thing is very clear.
世界上有好多人。
There are many people in the world.
是落在苦难中,
they live in
落在困难中,
they are in predicament.
所以我们要注意两个问题。
That's why there are two questions we have to pay attention to.
第一就是什么叫恩?
So what is the grace of God?
恩典不是一定没有苦难。
Grace of God doesn't mean without suffering.
刚才都讲了, 能够在捆锁中, 在困难中, 仍然能够祝福人的, 这是神的恩。
Because grace of God allows you to praise God in bondage.
那另外呢, 为什么有那么多人都落在那种困难之中,苦难之中呢?
Why are so many people in bondage nowadays?
他们不能够在困难中能够有突破而出的能力呢?
They cannot break through their predicament.
有一个很大的原因。
There's one main reason.
他们不知道神的恩。
Because they do not know about the grace of God.
也不愿意接受神的恩。
And they do not want to.
这是最大的问题。
That is their big problem.
这平安夜啊, 我不晓得你们怎么过。
On the
你给我放一个好了。这个要大声一点，你知道啊。啊，您平安夜不晓得怎么过啊。
On the Christmas night, how do you spend your Christmas?
那我平安夜了，就跟很多教会呢，在那个复兴的 Main Street 来报佳音。
We went to spread the good tidings on Main Street Rushing.
那报佳音就站在街头上唱歌啦。
We went to the street and we sing Christmas carol.
那我就不懂得唱，不唱得很好。
I'm not a good singer.
那所以我就选择了去派报纸。
So I'm the one that gave out the booklet.
哎呀，我觉得年纪大了就不习惯了。
I'm too old even for that.
不过大家都去报佳音嘛。
Because everybody is.
我不能够站在那里嘛。
I really just cannot.
我总是要做些事情嘛。
I feel I must do something.
那所以呢，我就想。 唱得不好, 我就决定去拍, 拍报纸了。
Since my voice is not that good, I try to do the pass out of brochure.
哎呀, 但是当我拍的时候, 我真的好难过啊。
As I was doing it, I feel so embarrassed.
我拍10个人呢, 大概有8个人不要的。
Because I gave it to 10 people and 8 of them refused.
你可以想象啊, 那个真的不好意思啊。
I feel so bad about it.
是不是啊? 但是心里面好难过, 不但是为自己难过啊,
I feel sorry for myself.
也为那些走过的人难过啊,
I feel sorry for them too.
但上帝的恩典那么大, 那么好, 但是他们没有办法知道, 也没有办法去了解。
Because this grace God is available, yet they are not available. They do not.
也不愿意去了解。
They are not willing to even attempt.
这很可惜啊。
It's so sad.
不过呢, 无论怎么样,
Nevertheless,
有一件事情是确实的,
one thing is for certain.
只要一个人愿意悔改,
if only a person willing,
愿意去听,
willing to listen,
愿意去接受,
willing to receive,
神的恩一定临到他身上,
grace of God surely will come to him.
为什么我能够有把握这样说呢?
Why can I be so certain?
我看了耶稣选择门徒了, 我就看出一幅非常宝贵的图画。
When I see how Jesus chose his disciples, I see something.
耶稣拣选了12个门徒。
He had chosen 12 disciples.
假如你看那12个门徒了, 好多都不合格的。
Most of these 12 disciples are not qualified.
我现在呢, 其实那个圣教士学院呢, 我就要选。 选学生了, 差不多了, 跟选门徒差不多了。
When I was begin to choose admission to our seminary school,
我们有30几个人报名。
There are about 30 people apply.
我大概要选10个人。
I'm going to choose 10.
最多是12个。
At most 12.
那我怎么选呢?
How am I going to choose?
我觉得好重要。
I feel this is not so important.
为什么呢? 我立个心志。
I have made up my heart.
每个人来到我们那个圣教士学院的,
everybody who come to apply to our seminary,
我都会全心全意去教他们。
We are going to teach them the best we can.
那就很重要了。
Right, now it's okay.
因为我是想全心全意教他们。
I'm going to do it with all my heart.
那等于了我要付代价的。
It's something I got to put a lot of pride time.
本来呢我。 我今天是在中国的,
Today I was supposed to be in China.
是我们的儿童村啊, 15周年纪念啊,
Because it's the 15th anniversary.
哇, 好高兴的日子啊,
It's such a great celebration.
因为啊, 我们的学生啊, 有些已经结了婚啊,
Some of them are married.
有些生了孩子啊,
They had some of
them. 他们又回来, 这个儿童村,
Now they come back to the orphanage.
他们传来的照片啊, 哇, 好高兴啊,
They send us many pictures. They are so joyful.
但是我没有办法去了。我需要做个选择。
I have to make a decision.
我究竟要去那边欢喜快乐, 还是留在这里要主持这个学校的开学礼呢?
Should I stay here, go there to celebrate, or come stay here to open the school?
后来我就决定留在这边。
I decided to stay in New York.
这是一个代价。
This is a price.
因为我觉得要把多点时间给他们。
I must put time here.
所以呢, 我选学生呢, 就比较严格了。
So I'm very strict with picking the
students. 耶稣也是一样啊。
In the same way, Jesus did the same thing.
你知道他选12个门徒啦,
When Jesus chose the 12 disciples,
是整夜祷告。
First he prayed throughout the night.
你什么时候整夜祷告啊?
Have you ever prayed through the night?
非常重要的事啦, 你就整夜祷告了。
Coming, you pray all night.
可见呢，耶稣整夜祷告，
Through the night Jesus prayed.
要选12个门徒。
He want to choose 12 disciples.
但跟这个跟刚才讲那个人人有份啊， 有什么关系呢？
What's that got to do with that everybody can participate?
那关系就是他整夜祷告，竟然选了一个犹大出来。
Because after praying all night, he picked Judas too.
又选了一个他出卖耶稣的犹大。
The one who betrayed him.
又选了一个不认他的彼得。
Also he picked Peter, who denied him.
又选了一个怀疑的，充满怀疑的多马。
He also picked the doubting Thomas.
你就要三个比较啊。 你喜欢那个?
All three, which one do you prefer?
你说我宁愿蚂蚁我算了
I'd rather be
不要出卖我
可
不要不认我
or deny Christ.
但是呢假如我选的话
If I get to pick
那我被你出卖没问题
I can be betrayed by you
反正我也没有什么啊你不认我算了这是你的事
If you deny me it's okay too
但是你怀疑我就麻烦了
But I don't have people doubting me
就是我假如啊比方我现在在这里讲到
I'm preaching here
每个眼睛都是怀疑的眼睛了我就还是
被 with a lot of
是不是啊被怀疑不好过啊
When people don't trust you it's not a good thing
那耶稣就学那个怀疑他的多嘛
But God picked somebody who doubts.
那耶稣不是你是无所不知的吗
？Then God knows everything.
为什么你这个整夜祷告
？After you pray,
还学了这些人出来呢
？End up picking these three.
你们觉得
？What do you
think? 有人说啊
，Some people say,
耶稣比不上孔子。
Jesus is not as good as Confucius.
你知道孔子有多少门徒吗
？How many students does Confucius have?
72个。
72。
七十二个，没有一个卖他的。
No, not one of them betrayed him.
耶稣十二个就有一个卖他的。
其实他说 one betrayed him.
你看，耶稣的宝贵的地方就在这里。
That is the preciousness of Jesus.
是他愿意拣选所有的人，没有分别，来向他们施恩典。
Jesus is willing to take anyone.That so that he can bless them.
神的恩愿意临到每一个人的身上。
Grace of God is for everyone.
但是我们必须要打开我们的眼睛。
But we must open our eyes.
开口来求他。
We must open our eyes.
承认他，接受他才可以。
We must confess him. We must receive him.
你知道保罗讲这句话是好难得的。
For Paul to say this is really very, very rare.
他说我今天成了何等人。
The kind of person I become,
是神的恩才成的
It's all because of grace of God.
你知道他以前是什么人吗
You know what, who he is before
是非常自负的人
He's somebody who is very
骄傲
Very proud
骄傲的一个地步是什么呢
He's proud to somebody
他不同意你
When he disagrees with
他觉得你不好
When he doesn't like you
他就是抓你
He will take
把你放在监牢里面
Imprison you
他没有权的本来是不是、啊、
Before he was
他那里有权的罗马兵才有权嘛
Only Roman has authority
但是他就是去抓你交给罗马兵嘛大概是这样嘛
He catch them and put them in Roman prison
他觉得你不好
When he dislike you
他把你置于死地都可以
He will put you to death
以前保罗就是这样
That was Paul
你知道看他当那个使提反
When he was with Stephen
别人用石头打死的时候
they stoned him to death.
圣经怎么记载这个保罗啊
Bible says Paul
保罗也喜悦他的受害
Paul agreed with the stone thrower
怎么会这样呢
How can that be?
看这个活活被打死
When he sees somebody be stoned alive
而且使提反在他死的时候还是非常非常祥和的一个人啊
Yet before Stephen died, he was so kind.
他还在祷告啊
He prayed for them.
他学耶稣祷告啊
He was like Jesus.
耶稣在十字架上说赦免他们因为他们所知道他们不晓得
Jesus on the cross, Jesus said that forgive them because they do not know what they are doing.
那使徒寡人也是一样啊
Same with Stephen.
使徒寡人说不要把罪归在他们身上
Do not put the sin on
them. 为了这人祷告
He prayed for them.
多么美丽的图画
An amazing person.
那保罗无动于衷啊
But he did not touch Paul.
喜悦他的受害
He was happy that Stephen was stoned.
这是保罗以前的那种情况
That was Paul.
所以他后来他悔改了
And he repented.
他深深地感到上帝的恩典在他身上。
He experienced the grace of God.
因为改变了他。
He transformed.
讲都改变了他。
Completely transformed his life.
他是为到一个地步，他愿意为福音来受苦，来受死。
To a degree that he willing to give his life for the gospel.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为神没有丢弃他。
Because God did not initially abandon.
最抵挡的那个最残暴最骄傲的人神没有丢弃他
The one who is most hostile to him God did not abandon him
神亲自的向他显现
他 appeared to him
挽回他
to restore
所以他都是上帝的恩典
That's why I say it is the grace of God
每个人都可以得到的
This is for everyone.
神也向每一个人显现的。
He also appears to every one of us.
很多时候我们没有信主的时候都有这个经验。
Before we become a Christian, we all have this experience.
现在在我没有信主之前呢，神给我好多机会的。
Before I believe, God gave us so many opportunities.
我每次都跟人辩论的。
Every time I debate and argue with them.
我都不晓得为什么那么硬啊那个心啊。
I did not know why my heart was so.
到一个地步了，我就不想跟他辩了，我就说，哎呀，不要跟我讲了，我是佛教徒啊。
I just tell them, don't talk to me anymore. I'm a Buddhist.
其实我本什么都不是。不
要我
讲
那些。
就是有一种情，
这样的情法。We are so emotional before.
但是神没有丢弃我。
But he did not abandon us.
他是用一位弟兄一直的追随着我。
He used a brother to pursue.
那直到有一天
，until the day，
那真的受我真的受这位弟兄所感动了。
I was so touched by him.
啊，这个太长我不讲。
That was a long story.
不过呢，我就那个有一个天，我就很重要的就是我开放我自己。
On that day, I was able to liberate.
当我开放我自己的时候
，When I opened my heart,
神的恩就有机会临到我的身上。
Grace of God was able to come.
保罗也是
，He happened to.
当那个光照他的时候
，When the light shined on him,
他的心打开了。他问了个非常重要的问题
，He asked a very important question.
问了什么问题啊
？What question did he ask?
主啊，主啊。
主啊，我当做什么？当他先问的时候，好像一个窗门打开了，神的恩就好像阳光就临到他了，他的生命就改变了，整个保罗都改变了，这是非常重要。
This is so important.
很多时候连我们自己都不喜欢自己的，对吧？
Often we don't like ourselves.
有没有人？希望改变的。
Anybody want to change?
哎呀，我不要像我以前了，我不要把我以前的我带进到2020年了。
I don't want my old self to go into 2020.
那时候你就可以祷告。
You can pray.
神啊，我当做什么
？What must I do, Lord?
神的恩就临到你。
The grace of God will come.
啊，这个第一个地方。
This is the first.
神的恩改变生命。
Grace of God will transform life.
而且人人有份。
And everybody can participate.
好，第二个地方，我们来看第二个地方。啊，第二个地方呢，就神的恩是什么呢
？What is the grace of God?
神的恩呢，就是自己不足
，even when we are
lacking, 仍然能够祝福别人
，yet we can yet bless others.
我们来读这个圣经好不好？一起来读啊，一二三。
就是他们在患难中受大试炼的时候，仍有满足的快乐，在不同的间还格外显出他们乐捐的恩。
哥林多后书8章。啊，这个前面还有的，不过抽筋别出来啊。
This is Paul the verse.
在患难中
，even under great trial。
在受大试炼的时候
，when they are under great suffering，
仍有满足的快乐
，they are still filled with joy and contentment，
在极穷之间
，even under poverty，
还格外显出他们乐捐的厚恩
，yet they are also willing to give，
这个就是神的恩呐、
，this is the grace of God，
神的恩在他们的身上
，grace of God was on them，
你知道吗？富有的人。
People who have
很有钱的人
，people who have a lot of money，
假如他愿意去给了，我们都很佩服他们。
Sometimes we admire them when they give money。
你知道有些很有钱的人呐、他不一定愿意给的。
A lot of rich people are not willing to give，
不愿意，不一定愿意给的。
They may not willing to share，
因为他不给他还有钱嘛。
That's why they are rich。
所以很多人富有钱的。
And that's why a lot of
有时候我对自己说，我不会是大富翁的，不会的。
Sometimes I say you can never be rich.
但是有些人呢，他为什么成为大富翁呢？
Why some people become so rich?
因为他每一样都抓嘛，一有机会就抓，他就富有了嘛。
Everything they have, they keep for themselves.
你像大富翁啊，他不但是富要抓钱的，他要跟别人比较的。
Not only do they keep everything for themselves, they compare with others.
对，有些你知道啊，今年谁是最大的富翁？
Who is the right number one rich?
那第二名就富裕坏了。
The number two is not happy.
虽然他的钱已经好多了，但是他不是 number one.
Because he's not number one, he's not happy.
所以他还要赚赚赚赚，赚到 number one.
He wants to earn more, so he can become number one.
所以有钱的人啊，不一定肯干。
Not all the rich men are generous.
但是当我们看见有的有钱的人，他们愿意去付出。
When you see rich men who are willing to give,
那我们会佩服他。
We admire them.
我们会赞赏他。
We can praise him.
这是富人
That's what
愿意做的。
Who are willing to do.
但是一个穷人
how about a poor man?
他自己不足的时候
他
一在困难之中的时候
who are in a lot of
在病痛之中的时候
who are under suffering?
他还去会愿意祝福别人的话
Yet he is willing to bless others.
我们就不单佩服他
Not only would you admire them.
我们就会觉得有神的恩在他身上
You will see the grace of God on him.
有谁能够自己不足的时候还帮助别人呢
Who can still give when he is lacking?
我不晓得你们有没有这样的经验啊
I don't know anybody has this experience.
我真的看到好多角色是一个一直都有不少人来支持的一个工作
Harold Crusade was supported by many people.
我真的看见有些人自己不是好丰富
I see a lot of people who are not.
但是他们愿意奉献。
But they are so willing to give.
有这样的。
I see so many of them.
有一位姐妹已经离开世界。
This sister who had already passed away.
她是奉献好多的。
He gave so much.
有一天她就告诉我。
One day she told me.
她说：“老牧师，你知道我为什么能够这样来支持你们吗
？”No, Pastor Lou, you know why I'm able to support you?
是因为我。我住的地方不是好大，我的开支不大。
Because I don't have that much expenditure.
他住在政府楼里面。
I live in government.
所以他的开支不大。
I don't have to spend that much.
那么是我能够支持你，因为我也没有车。
Because I don't have a car.
我不需要养这辆车。
I don't have to spend.
他住在美国肯第三大道，去坐地铁就到了。
She lives on Third Avenue. She can use subway.
他说。她是好坦诚的一个姐妹
She's a very tender
她穿的衣服都是那些旧的衣服
She wear very
大衣都是那些大衣
Old same old clothes
哎呀我看见的时候我就觉得不单是很敬重她
Not do I only respect her
我觉得她能够这样做
That she is able to
为上帝的工作能够付出
To give for the work of God
是神的恩在她身
Because the grace of God was on him
有给是你
To be able to give is good.
没有能够给。
To be lacking yet to be able to give that is special.
对，不但是钱的。
Not only money.
有时候可能是你的身体上的不足。
Maybe very often we are lacking.
你在那个身体软弱的时候
，When you are physically
well, 你还顾念别人的需要
，When you can still take care of,
那就不简单。
That is not easy.
有一位坐轮椅的弟兄嘛
，There's a brother who was in wheelchair.
他是一个福音机构的总干事啊
，He is the one person in charge of the.
他为什么是一个福音机构的总干事呢
？Why is he able to run an organization?
因为他建立一个广播用广播来传福音的机构。
He used broadcasting to share the gospel.
他坐在轮椅上就可以广播了。
Because he sat on the wheelchair.
哎，我觉得这个跟你的情况没有直接的一定的关系。
His job is not related to his physical condition.
我觉得这个能够在不久的时候，祝福别人的话，这是恩典。
When you can bless others in your own life, is the grace of God.
我自己也有经验。
This I have that experience.
在我的需要，我就说我的不足，我的贫乏了，是我的能力，我的工作的能力。
Because the poverty, the lacking in my everyday life gave me the strength.
我不像大家所想的，我是很有很多很有才干的人。
I'm not like what you think, so full of abilities.
我是好多好多挫折感。
I very often feel frustrated.
我就觉得自己好不足。
I feel so lucky.
我有时候讲道之前呢，我今天早上在另外教会讲道。
I was preaching on another church.
我坐在那里的时候，我是一个新的感觉。
I have a feeling.
我的好好。